Chapter 18, The Camp Meeting, An Aid in Christian Service. Importance. The camp meeting is one of the most important agencies in our work. It is one of the most effective methods of arresting the attention of the people. In our work, we have been perplexed to know how to break through the barriers of worldliness and prejudice and to bring before people the precious truth which means so much to them. The Lord has instructed us that the camp meeting is one of the most important instrumentalities for the accomplishment of this work. Object. What is the object of assembling together? Is it to inform God, to instruct Him by telling Him all we know in prayer? We meet together to edify one another by an interchange of thoughts and feelings, to gather strength and light and courage by becoming acquainted with one another's hopes and aspirations. By our earnest, heartfelt prayers offered up in faith, we receive refreshment and vigor from the source of our strength. Our camp meetings have another object. They are to promote spiritual life among our own people. God has committed to our hands a most sacred work, and we need to meet together to receive instruction that we may be fitted to perform this work. We need to understand what part we shall individually be called upon to act in building up the cause of God in the earth, in vindicating God's holy law, and in lifting up the Savior as the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29. We need to meet together and receive the divine touch that we may understand our work in the home. Properly conducted, the camp meeting is a school where pastors, elders, and deacons can learn to do more perfect work for the Master. It should be a school where the members of the church, old and young, are given opportunity to learn the way of the Lord more perfectly. A place where believers can receive an education that will help them to help others. In connection with our camp meetings in past years, God's servants have improved many precious opportunities for instructing our people in practical methods of presenting the saving truths of the third angel's message to their friends and acquaintances. Many have been taught how to labor as self-supporting missionaries in their home communities. Many have returned home from these annual gatherings to labor with greater zeal and intelligence than heretofore. It would be pleasing to God if far more of this practical instruction were given the church members who attend our camp meetings than has usually been given in past years. Our general workers and our brethren and sisters in every conference should remember that one of the objects of our annual gatherings is that all may gain a knowledge of practical methods of personal missionary work. In some of our conferences, the leaders have hesitated to introduce these practical methods of instruction. Some are naturally inclined to sermonize rather than to teach. But on such occasions as our annual camp meetings, we must never lose sight of the opportunities afforded for teaching the believers how to do practical missionary work in the place where they may live. Practical demonstration of missionary methods. By engaging in work at the camp meeting, all may be learning how to work successfully in their home churches. At some of our camp meetings, strong companies of workers have been organized to go out into the city and its suburbs to distribute literature and invite people to the meetings. By this means, hundreds of persons were secured as regular attendants during the last half of the meeting who otherwise might have thought little about it. We can go to the camp meeting not merely to receive, but to impart. Everyone who is a partaker of Christ's pardoning love, everyone who has been enlightened by the Spirit of God and converted to the truth, will feel that for these precious blessings he owes a debt to every soul with whom he comes in contact. Those who are humble in heart, the Lord will use to reach souls whom the ordained ministers cannot reach. They will be moved to speak words which reveal the saving grace of Christ. When we follow plans of the Lord's devising, we are laborers together with God. Whatever our position, whether presidents of conferences, ministers, teachers, students, or lay members, we are held accountable by the Lord for making the most of our opportunities to enlighten those in need of present truth. And one of the principal agencies He has ordained for our use is the printed page. In our schools and sanitariums, in our home churches, and particularly in our annual camp meetings, we must learn to make a wise use of this precious agency. With patient diligence, workers must instruct our people how to approach unbelievers in a kindly, winning way and how to place in their hands literature in which the truth for this time is presented with clearness and power. The work at our camp meetings should be conducted not according to man's devising, but after the manner of Christ's working. the church members should be drawn out to labor. Special feature of camp meetings near the end of time. It has been shown me that our camp meetings are to increase in interest and success. As we approach near the end, I have seen that in these meetings there will be less preaching and more Bible study. There will be little groups all over the ground with their Bibles in their hands and different ones leading out in a free, conversational study of the Scriptures. Serious loss in remaining away. Our camp meetings are arranged and held at great expense. God's ministers who advocate unpopular truth labor excessively at these large gatherings to bear the message of mercy from a crucified Redeemer to poor, fallen sinners. To neglect or treat these messages with indifference is to slight the mercy of God in His voice of warning and entreaty. Your absence from these meetings has been very detrimental to your spiritual welfare. You have missed the strength that you might have gained there by listening to the preached Word of God and mingling with the believers of the truth. It is no small matter for a family to stand as representatives of Jesus, keeping God's law in an unbelieving community. We are required to be living epistles known and read of all men. This position involves fearful responsibilities. In order to live in the light, you must come where the light shines. Brother K, at any sacrifice, should feel under solemn obligation to attend with his family at least the yearly gatherings of those who love the truth. It would strengthen him and them and fit them for trial and duty. It is not well for them to lose the privilege of associating with those of like faith, for the truth loses its importance in their minds. Their hearts cease to be enlightened and vivified by its sanctifying influence, and they lose spirituality. They are not strengthened by the words of the living preacher. Worldly thoughts and worldly enterprises are continually exercising their minds to the exclusion of spiritual subjects. Let all who possibly can attend these yearly gatherings. All should feel that God requires this of them. If they do not avail themselves of the privileges which He has provided, that they may become strong in Him and in the power of His grace, they will grow weaker and weaker and have less and less desire to consecrate all to God. Come, brethren and sisters, to these sacred convocation meetings to find Jesus. He will come up to the feast. He will be present, and He will do for you that which you must most need to have done. Your farm should not be considered of greater value than the higher interests of the soul. All the treasures which you possess, be they ever so valuable, would not be rich enough to buy you peace and hope, which would be infinite gain if it cost you all you have in the toils and sufferings of a lifetime. A strong, clear sense of eternal things and a heart willing to yield all to Christ are blessings of more value than all the riches and pleasures and glories of this world.